Bible reading number 67, Exodus 14, verses 21 through 31, Crossing the Red Sea. Then Moses extended his hand over the Red Sea. All during that night Yahweh caused the sea to pull back by a strong east wind. God turned the sea into dry ground. The water was divided. Then the sons of Israel went through the sea upon the dry ground. To the left and right of them, the water was a wall for them. Then the Egyptians pursued them. They went in after the people into the middle of the sea, all of Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. During the morning watch, Yahweh looked out over the Egyptian army through the cloudy, fiery column, and he confused the army of the Egyptians. He clogged their chariot wheels, and they bogged down. The Egyptians said, "Let us run away from the people of Israel, because Yahweh is fighting for them against us." Then Yahweh said to Moses, "Extend your hand over the sea again, so that the water may come back together on top of the Egyptians, over their chariots and over their horsemen." So Moses extended his hand over the sea, and at dawn the sea returned to its original position. The Egyptians tried to run away from it, but Yahweh drowned them in the middle of the sea. The water did come back together and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and Pharaoh's entire army, which had gone into the sea after the sons of Israel. Not a single one of the Egyptians was left, but the sons of Israel had walked upon dry ground through the sea. The water had been a wall for them to their left and to their right. So on that day, Yahweh saved Israel from the control of the Egyptians. The people of Israel saw the dead Egyptians on the seashore. Israel saw the great power that Yahweh used against the Egyptians. The people revered Yahweh and believed in him. And they believed in his servant Moses, too.